agenda, please. 281.
281, authorize disposal of surplus firearms property and authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the Washington County Sheriff's Office for the Portland Police Bureau to proceed with sale of the property.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rest it up a little bit?
A little bit. Good morning. My name is Captain Matthew Wagonet. I'm the captain of the Tactical Operations Division with the Portland Police Bureau. And to my left here is Lieutenant Brian Ostenkopf. He is the commander for the CERT team within the Tactical Operations Division. Real briefly, prior to 2000-2001 transition to the Colt M4 carbine, the Heckler & Koch MP5 was a CERT primary entry shoulder weapon at that time before then. Since that transition about 16 years ago, the MP5's inventory has been maintained but not used. CERT currently has an inventory of about 18 MP5s. Various avenues have been explored to dispose of this weapon system to remove them from the inventory while gathering revenue at the same time. The Washington County Sheriff's Office is interested in six of these weapons and is willing to pay $850 for each one. $850 is the value of the weapon if it were sold in parts. And so I'm looking for authorization for disposal of this surplus and authorization for an intergovernmental agreement with the Washington County Sheriff's Office and the Portland Police Bureau to proceed with this sale.
So these weapons will remain in a public safety agency?
Correct, sir.
Okay.
This is for six of the 18. What happens to the other 12?
We're keeping them until we can get rid of them in the same fashion. We may be before you again sometime in the future with another agency that may want to purchase them.
Okay. Other questions? Straightforward enough. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item?
With three people signed up. Okay. Michael Duro, David Keith Davis, and Crystal Alinsky.
Okay, come on up.
I'm interested what where you've been going at all
sales. Okay.
I don't object to what they're doing. I thought they were being sold back to the public market.
Oh, yeah, no, they're going to another agency. Yeah, thank you. Anyone else?
So my name is David Keith Davis with Multnomah County Cop Watch, and this sales of military-grade equipment, you know, it is rather disturbing that we have police that are armed like military, and now, you know, City Hall is basically going to authorize a gun deal to transfer military technology from one police department to another. How would you guys feel, actually, if one of these guns is used to kill a member of the community in Washington County once they get transferred? I know that Mayor Hales, he claims to be anti-gun, even though he's the police commissioner, and you know, do you guys have any commentary about the militarization of the police and just the over-policing that we as citizens have to deal with? And that, you know, we don't really like the police being armed with military-grade equipment and LRADs and all these other different high-grade equipment that they got, you know, that are more technically used in war zones.
Okay, thank you very much.
I mean,
okay, let's take a roll call, please.
I still have time.
Mr. Davis, are you finished? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm not.
Go ahead. Finish.
So I'm just seeing if I can actually get a response.
No, you won't get a response, but you're free to testify.
But, you know, you guys should really be concerned where these weapons are going. And, you know, if you actually look into a lot of the police departments, you know, there's a lot of not so great people within them, you know. You have multiple organized crime people that are involved with the police, multiple gang members. I have top members of the Portland police that have admitted that there's multiple gangs working within the Portland police. And this is not only a problem within the Portland police, that it's infiltrated by all kinds of criminal elements, but the military as well. And a lot of the military weapons actually get funneled off of the bases. And you want to know what? When I was a little teenage weed dealer in Southern California, I could have bought grenade launchers, grenades, all kinds of stuff. That's the type of stuff that's available to the public if you're in black market drug dealing networks and stuff.
Okay, so, thank you very much. So, Mr. Davis, your time's up. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, time's up. Thanks very much. Okay, let's please take a vote on this.
My staff and I all learned about MP5s and Colt M4s this week. Thank you very much. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hale?
Well, I was teasing Captain Wagonek about being tired, but I just want to commend you and the whole team from the Portland Police Bureau for the work they did on the World Indoor Track and Field event this weekend. We got multiple compliments from the organizers of the IAAF for how that whole event was supported by the community and by all of our public agencies, but they were particularly impressed with the professionalism and the friendliness of the officers in the Portland Police Bureau. Got lots of those kinds of comments from the athletes, from the organizers. And in fact, I heard, maybe this is a little out of school, but I heard from one of the security professionals that had come from elsewhere in the country that they were planning to steal the manual for how you ran that event because they want to use it for the next one somewhere else because it was so well done. So, Captain, thank you, and to everyone at the Bureau who put in a lot of extra time and who did get tired because it was a lot of hours of extra work. It was a real success for the city, and we appreciate it, and we appreciate your work on this thoughtful use of police property in a way that will still be used in public safety. Thank you very much. Aye. Thanks. Okay.